We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Roto Grinders Morning Grind Podcast. I'm your host, Steve TPFL. It's Thursday. It is August 18th. It is 2022. We have five baseball games to talk about here on today's main slate, and it is a doozy. Joined today by my buddy Dre, Drizzy26 in the DFS streets. Dre, what's happening, my friend?
Not much, is hanging in there. Hopefully everyone's having a good night DFS-wise. Trying to sweat out a couple little bets that I have going on here, and hopefully they'll come through.
I feel like you're one of those people that like are super excited for football to do one of your crazy turn $10 into like $1 million bet.
Oh yeah, I definitely am, for sure. I've been like yearning for football to come along, and basketball, because baseball is such a volatile sport. It's hard to hit a crazy like parlay like that, but it closed a few times. But I look forward to being a lot more consistent in the upcoming months with NFL and NBA being back.
Yeah, I'm ready for football season to get here. I mean, we're in crunch time for NASCAR season. There's 12 races left in the season, so I'm excited to have more data to look at with the new car. So, I mean, I'm definitely ready for football, but this is the time of the year that I love baseball season too. You get teams making pushes. You get teams that are kind of out of it, bringing up young, talented, you know, hitters and pitchers to kind of see where they're at. If they want to, you know, have them back with the big league club next year. So, I mean, this is a fun time for baseball. So still a ton of stuff to talk about. Just want to say, always appreciate everyone listening each and every day. It means a lot. And yeah, man, let's jump into it. Get started with Boston at Pittsburgh. 8.5 total in this game. Red Sox, a 190 favorite. It is Eovaldi against JT Brubaker. Nathan Eovaldi, he's 7,700 today. He has been all over the place. We know the upside is there. We know when he goes out and he pitches a good game, he has the upside to pay off 7,700. He hasn't been great, but the flip side of this is, I mean, this game's in Pittsburgh, which is fantastic pitcher's ballpark, and this offense stinks with a ton of strikeouts, little walks, little power. What are we doing with Nathan Eovaldi today?
Nathan Eovaldi is definitely an option for me on DK today. I think he's just okay, especially like you said, in a pitcher's ballpark, but going against Pittsburgh, who has been a little bit better late as far as hitting the ball too, so I definitely don't mind taking a few shots on him in tournaments today, for sure. That's really about it. Not going to really get much overweight on him, probably at the field. But also, I don't expect. I feel like today he's going to be low owned a little bit too. He's got a price of 8,700 on DK, which is pretty good, especially for him. I think it's a fair price for him too. Like you said, he has had some strikeout upside in some good games, and then some other games where he didn't perform so well. So, yeah, overall, I think he's a solid play, but not one of my obviously top arms on the slate.
That's because the top arms on this slate. We have three absolute studs on this slate, like absolute studs. So that's why we're not looking at Eovaldi on FanDuel. And that's why Dre said he's in play on DraftKings and, potentially in play on Yahoo as well. DraftKings, he's 7,700. So he kind of fits that build as like a potential SP2 on this slate because. I mean, you're paying up for SP1, and like at the end of the day, you probably end up paying up for both pitchers on the slate. And we'll talk about some of these guys when we get there. But I think Eovaldi is a good option. Don't think he is like stellar, but I think he's a good option. Pittsburgh, they don't beat right-handed pitching very often. And when, like I said, when Eovaldi's on, this is a dude that can put up 25 plus fantasy points. So, and a ballpark upgrade pitching wise. Any interest here in JT Brubaker going up against the Red Sox?
No, I think Red Sox are just honestly probably one of my better stacks on the slate. So I don't think I'll be getting to Rebreaker at all on the slate.
We don't have a ton of stack options on the slate. We have a lot of good pitching on the slate, so I think I'm with you. I think JT Brubaker is a solid pitcher. He's been someone that has been, I'd say, above average against right-handed hitters this season, but where he struggled is lefties. And I mean, they're going to go righty lefty. That's kind of what we've seen from them over the last few games. And now that they added like Hosmer, they have that option to even have him in there. So, yeah, I mean, for me, it's going to be a pass on Brubaker here. And as far as the Red Sox bats, Dre. I think it's one of those slates where I don't even know if you're gonna necessarily need to stack a full five-man stack today. This might be one of those unique days where you go like 3-3-2 or something along those lines. Some weird types of stacks instead of, trying to, oh, I'm gonna 5-3 every team, because there's really not like a amazing stack on all the stacks we're gonna talk about today. So I think, I mean, mini stacks is kind of where I'm gonna live on this slate.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the most being honestly like a four man for me personally, on DK if I'm playing there. But definitely like a three man, so be more like I'll be overweight on three man stacks today for sure. Like you said, it just seems like that slate, especially when you want to get payoff for the pitching today. You want to make sure that you definitely have the salary for that. So I definitely don't mind doing like a three man stack, especially when it comes to Boston. You can go any to me anyone in this lineup is valuable, but like you said, more so the lefties like Devers, Verdugo, and Hosmer. Don't mind taking a shot on those guys in tournaments, definitely for sure. But I definitely also don't mind playing these righties in here too, like Bogaerts and Tommy Pham as well.
Yeah, I mean, Devers, Verdugo would be my two favorites. Verdugo more price than anything else. Like we said, we want to pay up for pitching on the slate. But yeah, Xander Bogaerts, fam. Like, Brubaker is solid against righties, but still gives up a lot of hard contact, and these guys are talented, so don't mind that. And then Pittsburgh side here, any interest in the Pittsburgh bats against Eovaldi?
I mean, just with deep like deep GPPs, like if you're playing like the $15 or the like $7, I think it is today on a FanDuel, I don't mind taking some shots on these guys, like maybe like a two man, with maybe a guy like O'Neal Cruz who has some power, who has power clearly. I know we got Cabrera Hayes on the IL, so he's not he's he'll be out. But even Ben Gamel, don't mind taking shots on like those type of guys in tournaments. As like I said, deep GPP plays, but not really going to try to like to full stack them. But I mean, you can just in case too, in case Eovaldi gets blown up here. But it's more like you said about pitcher's ballpark, and I think he can put together a couple a good game here.
I'd go maybe Reynolds or Cruz one-offs. I don't think I'm full stacking Pittsburgh here against Eovaldi. We got Toronto at New York facing the Yankees. 8 total in this game. Yankees are 140 favorites. Berrios against Frankie Montas. Not that the Yankees rotation needed to get any better, but Frankie Montas with the New York. Let's talk Berrios first here. He's 6,700. Your Yankees have, I mean, they've kind of been struggling here over the last week or so. Still don't think I can pull the trigger on Berrios against the Yankees today.
I mean, I might say it like this. I'm going to put it just like this. So this game right now is 4-4 for the Yankees against Tampa Bay. And they've been struggling at 2-10 on the road, on 2-10 in their last a couple games. So I want to say since they're struggling, I want to take a chance on Berrios just because he's 6'7 on DK. And like I said, in tournaments, like just because they're struggling only. That's why. So I'm in on it a little bit, but not really high on it. But I can see definitely, other than that, I would definitely fade him for sure.
For what it's worth, I think the Yankees are the top stack on the slate. But I mean, I've been saying that a lot over the last week. It's just Berrios has a low strikeout rate. He gives up a ton of hard contact. He's kind of a ground ball, fly ball neutral pitcher. It's Yankee Stadium. We don't have a ton of options today. I mean, I'm not playing Berrios. I can tell you that, like, for certain. I am definitely not playing Berrios today. I think if I'm playing either pitcher in this game, it'd be Frankie Montas. Tough matchup going up against Toronto, low strikeout offense. But Montas is a lead against right-handed hitters, and they're going to run out probably 7 or 8 right-handed hitters against Montas in this game. He's 7,300. Him and Eovaldi would be those like mid-tier, if I'm not paying up for Darvish, McClanahan, or DeGrom type of pitchers on DraftKings or Yahoo.
Yeah, and I definitely agree with that for sure. 7,300 is an excellent value for him. Cheaper than Eovaldi, too. And Toronto also has been a team that has been a little bit underperforming this whole year as a whole and disappointing. And like you said, he's better against right-handed pitching. So, against right-handed bats. So, I would definitely don't mind taking some shots on Frankie Montas in tournaments for sure today.
Toronto bats. Any interest here in the Toronto bats?
Just a little bit. This game could definitely go. I can see this game being go one of two ways, go either be really high scoring or really low scoring. So I definitely don't mind taking a few shots. They always have the upside to be any given slate to be one of the top stacks. So I don't mind doing like a Vlad Guerrero, Teoscar Hernandez, or Gurriel, three man there, or even if you wanted to go with like a guy like a Espinal today or Kirk and Jansen, I don't mind those today at all.
I don't mind like a mini stack, just kind of hoping Montas is in on it. Toronto has a ton of power. My biggest issue with Toronto is it's a tough matchup and they're really expensive. But the flip side of that is it's in Yankee Stadium. They can hit home runs against anybody. So I don't mind potentially looking at the Blue Jays in this spot. And then kind of said it when we were talking about Berrios. I think as far as stacks go, the Yankees have the ceiling to break the slate, and it's whether or not the Yankees decide they want to show up or not. It's crazy because we know Stanton's getting close. LeMahieu said that like he could potentially come off the bench on Wednesday. So we'll see. Carpenter, it sounds like he'll be back for the playoffs, but it's not your same Yankees lineup from even 3 weeks ago, but it's still such a hard lineup to beat. And I think they're just an offense that, I mean, if you're stacking today, you want the ceiling. They can put up 10 runs in a game.
Yes. DJ actually pitched, came in today and pinch hit today. I just looked at it just now. 1-1. So I don't mind the Yankees. Definitely. I think you said, like you said, the top stack on the slate for sure. It's just tough, you know. They always disappoint. And to me, my motto is when they're always on the top stack or in the best spots. That's why they always put up the least amount of scores for whatever thing I've noticed in my time playing DFS and playing with the playing against the Yankees. So I will definitely be at the field with them. Probably won't be overweight with them, but definitely at the field with them because I definitely know they have the upside to crush this slate today for sure.
All right. The only good thing about, some of these guys being out is the Yankees stack overall is a little bit cheaper. I mean, so it kind of helps on a slate where you want to pay up for pitching. Kansas City at Tampa, no total in this game. It sounds like it's going to be Carlos Hernandez pitching for Kansas City. Don't know how much we'll see him go and how deep he'll go. He went 55 pitches in his first start back against the Dodgers and not pitch well. And then we have McClanahan here at 9,700 on the other side. Any interest here in Carlos Hernandez?
No, not at all.
Yeah, this is a easy stay away spot for me. They just need him to eat some innings here. We've seen him a little bit this year. His walk rate and strikeout rate are both 12%. He struggles with power to both sides of the plate. And I mean, his xFIP is almost 7. So definitely a guy we're going to be attacking with some bats today. More than anything else, McClanahan, other side, 9,700, under 10K. I know he hasn't been pitching fantastic, but this is a spot where you could potentially say it's a get right spot.
Yes, I definitely agree with that for sure, and that's what makes them more on the top of the slate for sure. The spot against Kansas City is a good matchup. A lot of the guys on Kansas City now are young bats, except for like the guys like I was like Salvador Perez, but I think outside of that, I think McClanahan has definitely a pathway to being a great option today. Probably not the best option, clearly, because we have one guy who stands above the rest. But I think McClanahan definitely will be able to go the distance. I think he'll get at least, I know you can get a quality start for 6 innings, but I think you can see him go 7 innings on today, possibly, and pitch a little bit deep into the game, possibly even more, especially if he got his strikeouts going.
I think we see this is like a bounce back spot, and he just comes out and he pitches fantastic. So I have a ton of interest in him under 10K. And honestly, on the other side, like I really don't have a ton of interest in the Royals. Like, if he is going to be super popular, maybe you take a shot on like Perez or Witt against him, but I don't even think I want to do that.
Yeah, I would just want to do one-offs for sure against them. Like to me, with these pitchers that are in great spots, you really don't want to play these those offenses. So I'm not going to even target them. Like I said, just more so one-offs sort of Bobby Witt, Perez. Yeah, that just those two guys really mainly. That's about it.
Tampa bats, man. Like Brandon Lau, Rosarena, they're kind of expensive, but the rest of this team is really cheap. I think my favorite bat from Tampa is David Peralta. He's 3,100. We know he has pop. I mean, I definitely think I like him in this spot.
Yes, I like this team. Honestly, I like this team as a whole. I don't mind stacking this team up for sure. Lau, Peralta, Rosarena, I think those are great options today. G-Man Choi, and Yandy Diaz as well. I think those are phenomenal options today in this spot against pretty much Kansas City in their bullpen. So I think that this team, I think it's going to be a very sneaky team in GPPs because I think they're going to be probably a little bit under-owned than what they should be. I know the price is there too of the guys, but just based on some other teams that I think might come in a lot more higher owned than I think they might be a little bit lesser owned, but I could be wrong.
I think Tampa's going to get some ownership today for sure. Carlos Hernandez stinks. Tampa's cheap. I think they're going to be definitely a team people are targeting today. Up next, we got the Mets and the Braves. Jacob deGrom, Max Fried coming back off of the IL. It was concussion. He was only out, I think, 11 days. And I think he had a bullpen session recently. So be interesting to see what this line kind of opens up at. guessing it's going to open up at 6.5. I could be wrong. I'm assuming we're going to see a really low line here, but Jacob DeGrom, I mean, 10-3 has not looked like he has lost a step at all. The only concern is he's only thrown 76 pitches in his first or his two of his three starts, but I mean, those 76 pitches, Trey, this dude is on one. He has a 50% K rate through three starts so far this year.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not. That's why I said we have one top option. I don't care if he pitches in the sixth inning or even the fifth inning. This man is just going to put up a monster score. Like, his strikeout rate is ridiculous. And his three starts back, 6, 12, and 10. And so 12 came against this team that he's facing again today in Atlanta. So I love him today. He's just a top overall option. To me, he's a lock in your SP1. Just don't even think about it. Just play him.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not thinking about it. He just dominated this team. 12 strikeouts in 76 innings or 76 pitches. Like, Jacob DeGrom is reminding us why he's considered one of the best pitchers in baseball, if not the best pitcher in baseball. Let's talk about Max Fried on the other side of this game. You know, we know how good the contact skills are for this team in general. Where they do struggle is like lefties. I don't think I can play Fried, but I don't think I'm taking a bat on either side of this game.
I think I don't mind taking a shot on the Mets. The Mets got to him a little bit in the last matchup they had. He gave up four runs. So, and I think he didn't have that many strikeouts. Let me look at his strikeout rate. I mean, his strikeout, yeah, he only had five strikeouts and only walked one person. Oh, he gave up three. Yeah, he gave up four runs. Yeah, four runs. That's right. I want to make sure I was right. Sorry about that. Yeah. So, but I think that he has a. I don't think Fried is an option today. I think the bats are for the Mets are to be in play today. They will definitely be low on, I think, because like you said, if people are thinking more so they don't want to play Fried, then give me the Mets. Give me guys like Francisco Lindor, Pete Alonso, who has power, and guys like Sterling Marte, Nimmo. I don't mind taking the shots on these guys, and Jeff McNeil as well, who's been pretty decent lately. I don't mind taking some shots on these guys. And see where it goes. And also, guy like Darren Ruff, I think, too, can be very sneaky. And I think, actually, he'll be my home run call for the day, too, as well.
All right. Last game, the standalone late game here. You know, 2 hours and 20 minutes between. Did you have anything from the Braves?
Oh, no, we don't have to play them.
I mean, they might get like three innings against the bullpen and do something, but I mean, DeGrom is really good at throwing baseballs. So, yeah, I got nothing from them. We do have Washington at San Diego, 7.5 total. The Padres are a 375 favorite on most books here today. Anibal Sanchez going up against Yu Darvish. Any interest here in Anibal Sanchez?
No, none whatsoever.
This is an easy fade for me. Yu Darvish, he's like, it's like 1A, 1B, 1C today for me. These three guys are just, you could play any of these three guys. Darvish kind of struggled in his last start at Washington against this offense. They're going to do that a little bit to pitchers, but overall, I mean, you're going to win more than you're going to lose picking on Washington for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. He did give up, what, seven hits, four earned runs, but he still had nine strikeouts. So that was still a positive to see that he was still getting his strikeout stuff on, and even in that matchup. And so surprisingly, I was surprised to see the Washington strikeout rate as a whole, as a team, was a little bit lower than what I was expecting it to be. I think it was around like 18% when I last checked, yesterday. So I was kind of surprised at that from just the lineup that they have out. But I think, though, Yu Darvish is definitely a good option. He would be probably number three for me, for sure, on the list, because I was like McClanahan in a better spot. And obviously, we already know DeGrom was number one over everybody, but I definitely think he'll be the lowest owned. So he would be a great option in tournaments too, as well.
Yeah, I like him. My problem is I just don't like any of the bats against him. So I like him. I mean, if you're gonna play anybody here, honestly, it'd probably be like CJ Abrams because he's 2,400. He should be in the lineup here. But I mean, I'm not super excited about playing Washington bats here.
I'm not really either. I would take like I said, probably I would just run like a mini stack of them just because if they can put up a couple earned runs, that might be all we need today on the slate as a secondary, not as a primary. Or even like with the two man, like you said, CJ Abrams is an option. I think Ruiz is an option as well. And even if Nelson Cruz avoids avoid, I think those are also another options that we could go with today. So this guy's not gonna have some power in the bats and they're gonna hit one out the park.
And then on the San Diego side, the only reason that I'm ranking the Yankees over the Padres today is one, or I guess there's two reasons, ballpark and price, where the Yankees are missing some players and like the stack is like super doable. You're paying for the San Diego stack today. There's no one cheap when it comes to the San Diego stack today, outside of like if Gresham, whoever plays that like final outside outfield like spot, whether it be Myers or Gresham or something. But I mean, they're in a fantastic spot. Anibal Sanchez and, Carlos Hernandez are the two worst pitchers on the slate. So, I mean, yeah, take hitters against these two guys.
Yes, definitely for sure. Like this San Diego lineup is just it's just dangerous. And we know Tatis is suspended, but imagine if he was back in this lineup, it would just be ridiculous. It would be crazy. But I like this spot for San Diego. It definitely will probably be the second highest owned stack. Well, maybe third because of the price. But they definitely are a good stack today. Juan Soto, Manny Machado, Josh Bell. Drury, you can't go wrong with none of these guys. Even Cronenworth and Grissom, like you said, if he's in the lineup, just start from top to the stack from top to bottom. I think just the screams just play me.
All right, let's play the morning grind game and then we'll get out of here. Little short slate, straight to the point slate, I think. I mean, there's only a few pitchers you really want to take bats against. And I mean, any of these pitchers up towards the top are in play for sure. Give me a guy under 8K to get six or more strikeouts today.
Kind of 8K to 6 or more. Give me. Oh, I'm between two. I would, just because I'm going to take the chance and say it, I will go Berrios.
All right, I'll go Eovaldi. I mean, those are the Montas was the other one. We're gonna skip the over 8K to go under 15 today. I mean, we both would say Fried,
Yeah.
but we're gonna skip that question today. It's I don't think DeGrom, McClanahan, and Darvish are going under 15. I think Fried even has the potential to go over 15 because he's such a good real life pitcher. That he doesn't typically get blown up. So, I mean, like you said, they tagged him a little bit in his last start and he still put up 15. So he's our least favorite of the four. We'll say that. We'll say that. Give me a guy over 4K to hit a home run today.
4K to hit a home run. I'm going to say, I'm gonna go. Is Verdugo over 4K? I believe so, right? Let me check
I don't know how
out.
much he is.
Just give me Xander Bogaerts. This could be Xander today.
I'm gonna go Josh Bell, extreme ground ball hitter against an extreme fly ball pitcher. This should play very well for Josh Bell today. Really like him and everybody against Anibal Sanchez. Give me a guy under 4K to get two hits today.
Verdugo's at a 4K, so I'll give you him.
There you go. I was like, I wonder if he's gonna put it together, but I'm gonna go David Peralta. Tampa is that cheap stack today, man. They're in a fantastic spot. They're going to be popular. So, I mean, mix in some righties with the lefties and don't just do your lefties, but Tampa's in a fantastic spot. Give me a stack to score six or more runs today.
I'm going to go Boston today.
I like it. I'm going to go Tampa. I really think that they get the job done. I mean, it's not even that much of a hot take, really. Like, I like to be the hot take person. Kansas City has a bottom three bullpen. Hernandez is probably not going to go more than like three or four innings. Like, this is a dream spot for Tampa. It's just in a terrible ballpark for hitting, but I mean, they're so cheap that it's kind of priced into their prices. So, Dre, any final thoughts before we get out of here?
No, just lock in. Besides just lock in DeGrom today, don't think about it. He used to be 100% in contest today. If anyone doesn't play him like that, then something's wrong. Take their money. And, yeah, have a good slate. I think Boston will be under-owned today, and that's why Sneaky Stacks win it all.
All right. That is going to wrap it up here for Thursday. We'll be back Friday. Welcoming back Grant for the first time in like a month and a half. Go get married and disappears now. But we're going to give him a hard time for that tomorrow. But, yeah, it'd be fun. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We will see you again tomorrow.